This is Will England in Cairo. The window in my hotel room looks out toward Tahrir Square. In fact, from it, I can see most of the square. The army has ordered us not to go out on our balconies or to take pictures even through the window. But there's no escaping the sound that comes from the square. All day long, every day, there's a wall of sound, of speeches, of chanting, cheering, exhortations. Of course, the prayers and sermons yesterday, Friday, the Muslim day of prayer, penetrate everything here and are with you always. But last night, overnight, I woke up about 5 a.m. and it was something completely different. There was singing. It was a lone male voice, kind of wobbly, singing what sounded like an old, sad song. It went on for a long time. Maybe it was several songs. It was an extremely peaceful moment and strangely very comforting. Eventually, I drifted off back to sleep. And when I woke up several hours later, the sun was up. The loudspeakers were back in use. The speeches were going on. And another day in Egypt's uprising was dawning, another dusty day. But I'm clinging to that one moment overnight of real beauty here. I think it will stay with me for a very long time.